Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Head of the House, providing the hottest news and tips in real estate, mortgages, and the financial arena for you and your household. Sponsored by Guild Mortgage and the New Home Council. This is Head of the House. Now here's your host, Lewis Howard.
Hey, welcome to another live local edition of Head of the House. I'm Lewis Howard, flying solo today. We don't have anybody in the studio except you and me. So thank you for tuning in, being part of the conversation, live from Seattle, the Northwest, and of course, on Blog Talk, you guys are listening all over the U.S. Happy holidays up to my friends in Canada. It's a statutory holiday in Canada, so they're taking a day off, but we have friends that tune into the show. We thank you so much for being part of all things Head of the House. We do this show because we want you to be the best chief executive officer, leader, history maker and world shaker to your house. And so we bring on the best we can find and bring you ideas, insights, and information for the 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond. Something for everyone. 425-373-5527. Email me at houseboss@live.com. And we'll get your comments, your questions. We'll get you on the air. Today we're going to be talking about the mindset of a champion. Just gave this talk to a corporate group earlier today and thought, well, might as well share it with our listeners. And it was well received. And so we're going to be talking about what is the mindset of a champion. When you think about a champion, what is that? And so I want to share some insights with that because I think 2013 is a champion year for many of you listening to me right now. You've been through some challenging times, you've held your breath, you've taken your stand, and now 2013 is time to turn the corner. But you got to have a mindset to win. And a champion is not just a player on the team, it's not just a winner. A champion is someone that has a unique mindset above winning. So we're going to talk about that today. And hey, Valentine's coming up just around the corner, so we want to give you gentlemen out there, and maybe some ladies, hey, some insights on buying Valentine's gift. You know, it goes both ways. This is 21st century. Might be women out there want to buy gifts for their man, partner, spouse, and of course, guys want to buy it for their significant others. Whatever the case may be, we got some ideas for you to keep it fresh and keep it creative for Valentine's Day. I always see guys scrambling at the last minute. Well, here in the Head of the House, we're going to keep you from doing that. You got a couple days to get it right. We want to give you some insights on doing that. And so we appreciate our guests that's been on. We've had just some great people that have been on with us the last couple of weeks. You guys blew up the downloads on Doug Clurgett, the bachelorette candidate. We had well over almost 750 downloads of that show. So thank you, ladies, for downloading Doug's segment. And if you missed that, you can go to www.houseboss.webs.com, click on resources, and it'll say Doug Clurgett. And Doug's doing some great things. Doug's been featured on Como Television, King 5. He's making a round, Seattle Times, and he's getting a chance to share his story about the dollar per month, and we want you to support that. Head of the House supports that, and our nonprofit Color of Success supports that, so we want you to be a part of doing that. As I start off the show, I do want to just take a moment and recognize what I believe is a local hero, legend, philanthropist, community activist, gentleman that has left a legacy that cannot be easily erased. And I want to give a shout out to the family of Phil Smart. And many of you that don't know Phil Smart, the auto dealer, Phil Smart Sr., beloved volunteer, passed away this past Friday at the ripe age of 93. We should all be fortunate to get to that number and beyond. And but Phil Smart was the definition of a giver. And obviously, his namesake is Mercedes dealership. He was the first one to have a dealership in the Seattle area in 1959, was the first opening of the Mercedes dealership in the Seattle area. And that dealership is still there. It's family run, and his son, Phil Smart Sr., operates that. But really what Phil Smart is known for is his charitable giving. He served the Children's Hospital for 41 years. He was the first male volunteer to spend time. He was there every week in the most intense, traumatic areas, holding kids. He played Santa every year. World War veteran, just an Eagle Scout. I mean, he embodied what a life should be. He made his money, but he was a philanthropist, and he gave, and he spent much of his latter years just giving. I got a chance to hear Phil Smart, and one of the things that he taught was the third eight. He said you get 24 hours in a day. You get 8 hours for working, 8 hours for sleeping, and you have a third eight. And Phil put the third eight to work making a difference in the Children's Hospital. And I never forgot that message, and I always made a commitment to use my third eight. That is why I have Color of Success, which is our nonprofit. I use that as part of my third eight, among other things that I do. But I've never forgot the principle of the third eight. And my understanding is some of the people that he has worked with and known and mentored is launching a third eight organization and to continue the work that Phil Smart left. But what a great legacy. And we salute him. I salute him because I count him as a mentor, someone that helps sow seeds that have helped me be better at what I do, both professionally and personally. So anyway, let's find out what's going on else in the lovely world of Head of the House. Quality residential mortgages expected to prove in 2013. So in January release, which generally covers the fourth quarter of the 2012, the Senior Loan Officer Opinion Survey, documented answers by senior bank loan officers on their outlook for loan quality in 2013. On net, which is the difference between the percentage of respondents expected an improvement in loan quality and a share of respondents in expected a weaker quality. But overall, better quality of loans, which means more loans can be made because the more quality loans that the bank makes, the more money they free up to loan more money. One of the things is that on the net, the increase of the proportion of respondents expecting the quality of residential mortgage improvement in 2013 was 6.5% points higher than those expecting improvement in prime residential mortgage in 2012. So you've got an increase above where it is. So our market continues to recover. More people are getting homes, loans, more homes are selling right now in the Seattle area. Many builders, I was with one today, and they have no standing houses. There's no inventory. And many are pushing out 8 months or 9 months before they can even have a house done, and yet consumers still want to buy. So it continues to improve, right? It continues to get better and better. Hey, we're celebrating the Chinese New Year, right? You may have seen some of your friends on Facebook posting about it, events and things. And, of course, this is the Lunar New Year. And this year is referred to as the Year of the Snake. Not sure if I like that, but that's what it is. And so there are celebrations that continue on. And, of course, Carnival, right, just launched last week. And Brazil and different places around the world celebrating Carnival. I didn't even know the meaning of Carnival. I had to go back and look it up to see what it was. But found out what it is. So Happy New Year to all those celebrating the Chinese New Year. And of course, we've got Fat Tuesday coming. So, you know, by the time you get to Lent, you're going to need Lent, right? The 40 days where you give up something, some food, drink, you make a sacrifice. I always try to do something during that period of time. And you're going to need it after all of this celebrating. So, but anyway, it's at that typical time of year where we have a lot of things running together, Mardi Gras and Carnival and a lot of fun celebration thing. So don't eat too much, and all things in moderation, right? Hey, it's a great story, local story here. This is a group that helps individuals build their own home, right? This story is out of Monroe, where this last project was done. It says her three children stood in their bedrooms and gazed at the windows. Her fiancé, Casey Gonzalez, and the woman's name is Maisha, smiled proudly. After 11 months of hard work, the family got the keys to their new home, which they helped build from the foundation up. They and eight other families attended a house key ceremony Friday in their Monroe cul-de-sac, an event hosted by the Housing Hope self-help team home building program, which nearly 100 people were on hand to celebrate. This says this group helps low and income moderate families to actually build houses. So they framed each house, hung the doors, sheetrock, hammered down the siding, shingles, and so forth. And what a great cause, right, to help families, especially after some of the things that families have been through, to help to actually make them participate. And it says, in lieu of a down payment, each family put in around 1,600 hours in building nine houses, monthly mortgage payments of $800 to $1,400 based on sliding scale that takes into account family's income, family size. It says funding for the Housing Hope team, housing building projects, comes from the federal government of agriculture, rural housing funds, along with city, county, and state. And 10 more homes are currently under construction on the other side of Monroe near the fairground. So what a great, great organization that is doing it. Hey, before I forget too far, we got a new sponsor for Head of the House. Make It a Great Date is a new personal dating, matchmaking service that's being launched. And so we want to welcome them on Head of the House. They've got a great event that's coming up on the 27th of February at Sweet Lounge in Bellevue. And you can go to their website at makeitagreatdate.com and sign up today to attend a great launch. The launch party is for everybody, so it's not just for singles. So if you're not single, you can certainly come and enjoy and meet the owners, Mayumi and Aaron, and celebrate with them as they launch a new localized, personalized matchmaking that not just focus on singles, but blending relationships. And I like that part where, you know, they're helping people from all different backgrounds, groups, those with children, without children. So it's great, great concept. Hey, if you're down in L.A., and I've been spending some time down in the L.A. area because I got a business partnership that is developing down there, and real estate is at a whole nother level down in the L.A. area, and one famous home that is for sale, Madonna's Mansion, is on the market. As a sign that she may be getting serious about selling, Madonna has put her mansion in Beverly Hills up for sale in the multiple listing service, listed at $22.5 million. The property is being shown privately last year, and during the nearly decade of ownership, the pop icon rebuilt and expanded the estate, completing it in 2010. The gable roof behemoth sits behind gates on 1.117 acres of landscape ground. The compound, accessed by a 500-foot tree-lined driveway, includes a nine-bedroom main house, two guest houses, resort-style swimming pool, and tennis court. Man, music is good. There's a two-story dining room and gym, theater screening room, art studio, a bar, 17,000 square foot of living space. So there you go. If you're interested in owning famous home and you can afford that price down in L.A., there you go, $22.5 million. Maybe she'll lock the $0.5 off and you can just get it for $22 million, right? So anyway, that's among things that are going. Hey, the Grammys were on last night, some good performances. I don't know if you got a chance to catch that. But, you know, Justin Timberlake made his debut. But I like the band Fun. First of all, fun name and fun music. And they won several Grammys last night. Of course, Maroon 5 did well. And Mumford & Son, which people did not expect to do as well, really did well. Got Album of the Year, I believe. And a lot of the, you know, usual guests and dignitaries were out in full effect, and everybody behaved themselves and kept the clothes on, as per the Grammy rules. So there you go. Not a bad deal, not bad even. Long night, though, boy. It's still 2.5 hours. I started the thing at 8 and didn't get over 11:30, so I didn't finish the last part of it. But everyone's talking about the Alicia Keys and Maroon 5 performance, and of course Taylor Swift's performance. So good show overall. I thought it was a good, clean Grammy award show. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll finish up a couple stories, and we're going to jump into what's the mindset of a champion. Do you have the mindset of the champion? And 2013 is a good time to get that mindset engaged and ready to hit the next level. You're listening to Head of the House. I'm Lewis Howard. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The bar closes, and you feel like falling down. I'll carry you home.
Trends and its team uses data to help clients make critical decisions about product design, market strategies, pricing, and timing. New Home Trends tells its clients, if you don't know, then don't build it. New Home Trends has the expertise to translate numbers and data into successful projects and strategies. Before you start your next building project, make the call to the professionals at New Home Trends, 425-742-8040 or newhometrends.com.
Are you behind on your mortgage payments and unsure about the road ahead? Magnum Law Group helps families just like yours navigate through the foreclosure avoidance process. Are you underwater on your home and unsure what to do? Magnum Law Group will help you understand your options. Are you facing foreclosure and need to stop a trustee sale? Magnum Law Group has success in doing this and may be able to help you too. If you're tired of dealing with the banks and getting turned down for loan modification, Magnum Law Group will take on the banks for you and lead you through the process for the best possible outcome. They lead the competition with superior knowledge and expertise.
This is Craig from Magnum. You can reach us at 425-605-6393 or at www.magnumlawgroup.com.
Who is Chopra?
What is Chopra?
When is Chopra?
Joe Janot is the host of a brand new show called Chopra. Joe has been nicknamed Chopra by his friends and colleagues who find his advice and insight to be enlightening, just like a certain other talk show host of world renown. Born and raised in Seattle, independent-minded Joe Janot is bringing issues to the airwaves that make you ponder, laugh, and deliberate. The Chopra Show is about the ins and outs of food and drink, relationships, entertainment, and so much more. Get to know Chopra every Thursday at 2, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Every school year, millions of children go without education in Malawi, Africa, and only 20% of children get a secondary education. Help us raise a hand in Malawi, Africa through the Adopt a Student campaign. For just $2 a day, you can provide a Malawi child a secondary education. Your help is needed to reduce illiteracy in Malawi, Africa. For details, go to colorofsuccess.webs.com or call 425-610-9708.
Whether it's a date, family celebration, or business meeting, Coral Bar and Kitchen has a place for you. Coral offers a comfortable and accessible environment, and the menu features a variety of culinary selection of the best regional American foods. Comfortable seating in the restaurant and bar beckons your casual attire or formal dress. Try the specialty cocktails and daily half-price happy hour specials, and you will know why Coral is a place to visit in downtown Bellevue. With easy parking and direct elevator access, your arrival and departure will be with ease. Call Coral today at 425-623-1125 or go to coralbellevue.com.
Hi, I'm Mayumi, co-founder of Make It a Great Date, personalized matchmaking inspired by true love. Come join our launch party Wednesday, February 27th at Sweet Lounge in Bellevue. Enjoy food, music, giveaways, and of course, mingling. Register today at www.makeitagreatdate.com. That's makeitagreatdate.com. It's going to be a great party, and we hope to see you there.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, it's Head of the House. Our salute to the Grammys, if you missed it. That group Fun did well and really felt like an independent artist night. It didn't feel like you were dealing with some of the same old stuff, even with, you know, return of Justin Timberlake. But just seeing some of the newer Even the gentleman, the last name Hayes, I can't remember the first name, but new country and western guy, young guy, and just, you know, not a lot of fresh faces. So that's always good for the Grammys, getting that next generation ready. It's, according to them, the biggest night in music. So it's one of the few award shows. I don't watch a lot of them, but I do watch that one. So anyway, we're just wrapping up some of the story. And one of the stories I wanted to get to you before we moved on to our subject today was a mortgage lifeline. Daily News Reader secures HARP refi after reading heating advice from the paper. And this comes out of New York that basically is a story where the Daily News Reader is thrilled to save hundreds of dollars a month after heating financial advice that he read about in the paper. Said Leon K. of Fairview, New Jersey, wasn't feeling too good when he reached out to the New Money Pros, panel financial expert, with questions on the weekly column. He says, like many others, he had paid top dollar for his home at the height of the market in 2006 and had taken out a 30-year fixed mortgage with a hefty interest of 8%. Hefty. Still single digits. Still that bad. But compared to 3%, I get it. The value of his property has fallen 25% below what he had paid, and he wanted to lower his rate, and he was current on his payments and had a good credit score around 725. And what did he do? He reached out, and he says, chance are your loan is either sold or guaranteed by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, and if you may qualify for the Home Affordable Refinance Program, a.k.a. HARP. And he reached out, took that advice, and he quickly hit the Internet and started searching for lenders participating in HARP and connected with a loan officer at Emory Credit Union. And the rest is history. He was able to take out a 20-year mortgage with a low rate of 3.65, and the new rate loan amount is saving him $645 a month. I bring that up because last week, obviously, we have our sponsor in the house that is dealing with helping you deal with after you get to foreclosure or you're in that state. Magnum Law Group is really doing a job doing it. But here's a case where he wasn't in foreclosure, just trying to refi, so, and he was able to get that down. So you can do it. So it's not all about just being upside down. Sometimes it's just acting on the information, timing is everything, and so he got that done. So wherever you are, maybe you listen today and you are in that kind of predicament, reach out. Find lenders that are dealing with HARP. You can reach out to Gill Mortgage. You can reach out to other lenders that are in the area, Cobalt. Many lenders that are dealing with that could probably help you do that. So there you go. Good, a good feel-good story for you. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm really just optimistic about 2013. And I believe that this is a turn the corner year. Many people are asking me about why I'm so optimistic. I know my business has just tripled since December. Everyone I talk to that's in the housing business, realtors are busy, mortgage people are busy, builders are busy, people are starting to make investments and capital investments into things. So I believe this is a turn in the corner year. I think there's a lot happening. We've got the election behind us now. We know who the president's going to be for the next 4 years, whether you like him or not. He is the president. He's going to be there unless, you know, unforeseen circumstances occur. And it seems that we're on a new track and a new path. And so it's time to raise up some new champions. It's time to take that plan, that idea that you've been working on, and take it to a new level. And my question today is, I asked a group, we were talking, what is the mindset of a champion? The mindset of a champion is above winning, is finding a place where they can keep duplicating success over and over and over again, right? I'm a sports enthusiast, and I follow sports because I like following champions. I've spent the last 20 years studying champions, political champions, business champions, athletic champions, parent champions, children champions, all kind of champions, anyone that rises to the top. And, you know, you have players on the team, you have people that win, and then you have champions, right? And so great examples of some champions to give you just kind of how I'm thinking. You think about athletes like a Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is no doubt a champion. But Michael Jordan didn't start out a champion, right? You got to remember, if those know the story, Michael Jordan was cut in high school. His coach said he could not play basketball, got cut. One of the greatest players in NBA history got cut, right? But he developed the mindset of a champion. He was determined that he could win. And he played on the Chicago Bulls team for 8 or 9 seasons, and it was one of the worst teams in the NBA. He could have given up his mindset then, but he didn't. He kept his mind on winning. And after that, he started to get players around him that could, they start to win, and they start to really win, right? And Michael Jordan owns a record that no NBA player owns. He is 6-0. What is 6-0, you ask? He got to the finals 6 times, and he won it all 6 times. That's rarefied air, right? That's not just being a winner. You know, winner, if you get to NBA once and you've done it, okay, you're considered a winner. But a true champion gets there and gets back again. You know, think about all you got to do to get there 6 times and win. That's what we're talking about, is champion type thing. And so when we think of a champion, you know, what does a champion do? What does a champion not do? So one of the things I was sharing is that one of the things that champions don't do is they don't quit too soon. Many people give up too soon. When the going gets tough, they throw in the towel, right? I think we spend too much time celebrating, you know, mediocrity when we should be pushing people to be better. Not just to be good, but to be better. And so sometimes teams quit too soon. Companies quit too soon. Individuals quit too soon. Parents quit too soon, right? You want to be a champion, you can't quit. You have to go that extra mile. One of my mentors used to tell me is, don't stop 5 minutes before the miracle. And I didn't understand it when he said that, but later on in life I understood that, because there's that fine line between staying in there too long and staying in there at the right time. And only you know what that is, and that's a call, and you got to hope you're right if you do it, but you don't want to quit too soon, right? Our economy has gone through shifts and changes. A lot of people got out of business. A lot of people quit. They gave up, or they got laid off, and they just stayed on the sidelines. But for those who stayed in there, held their ground, now they got a chance to really turn the corner in 2013 and beyond and do some great things. Champions never let up, no matter what the score is. How many of you know teams that have been up in games? They should have won the game, but something happened in their head or in their strategy, and they gave up, and the other team caught up and then won the game. That's frustrating if you're the home team, because you had the game, but you gave up. You quit. You let up. You did something that let that team, as we like to say in sports parlance, walk you down and take your game. Champions know you don't let up no matter what the score is. You keep your pedal to the metal, right? The other thing I've learned, and again, as I sharing this is not stuff that I'm just pulling out of air. As I said, I've spent 20-some years meeting people that are past and present athlete champions, business leaders. You know, I've stood in a room with Ted Turner. I've met great athletes, you know, Irvin Magic Johnson. I have a similar relationship with Warren Moon, Hall of Famer quarterback, and many of the past, present Seahawks and Mariners, people that have been at the height of their career, and they all have common things. And so I've learned over the years, and I've read about great champions. I've studied Winston Churchill in one of the darkest hours of the British Empire, when the German machinery was marching on the British Empire, and Winston Churchill uttered these immortal words, which says that if the British Empire is to last 1,000 years, then this must be its finest hour, right? That's a champion's call. And, of course, we know that Britain did win that, but they took a champion. So these are the kinds of individuals that I'm drawn for as I share this with you, that will hopefully, as you move into 2013, continue to stay the course, that you employ some of these thoughts, you know, whether you're professional, personal, parent, stay at home, own a company, CEO, whatever it is, you can use these principles. Champions don't let themselves get out of mental and physical shape. When you talk to athletes and you talk to people that compete, they will tell you that they They're always working out. They're always staying fit. They're always on a nutrition plan, no matter what, because they know that they have to stay sharp. They have to keep that mental edge. The other things champions don't do is they don't rest on their past success. No matter how much they win, they strive to win more. If they did good, they want to do better. Real champions are always trying to get to that next level. If we won one championship, let's go for two. If we won two, let's go for three. I remember in the height of the Lakers run, you know, and they started holding up, well, we're going to do one-peat. Now we're going to do two-peat. We're going to repeat, and it was three-peat. They just kept raising the bar. For the average person, you say, well, one's good enough. No, not for a champion. One's never good enough, right? You want to cement your place in history, and so you want to repeat and three-peat and four-peat and five-peat if you can, right? Champions don't speak negative about their team, whether it's your family team, whether it's your company team, whether it's your sports team, because champions understand that you don't want to release that negativity in the air. So you don't say publicly about your team. You're just feeding the competition. You're feeding the critics when you do it. You have those conversations private to make your team better. I know so many people that just speak bad about their spouse, bad about their kids, bad about their companies. Champions don't do that. We have all things that we don't agree with, right? And there's a way to address that. But you don't go to on Facebook and decide that you're going to make, you know, your point known there. Find a constructive way. There's always constructive criticism that can be done to help make your team better. So let's see. What else? We've got a couple more things before we'll take a break and come back and finish. Will not compromise on winning principles. And I told the story about Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola had a winning formula. And at somebody, some smart guy, decided that they wanted to create a new formula. They called it New Coke. I don't know if you guys remember this. Was way back when. And they came out with this new formula to replace the old formula Coke. It turns out that they made a major mistake because the consumers did not like the new Coke formula. They liked the old Coke formula. And so Coke decided to abandon its winning principle, its winning formula, to get to the top of its market. Well, it cost them millions of dollars to bring back old Coke because consumer habits had changed. Why? Because another company called Pepsi didn't change its formula and picked up a large share of that market. And I don't know if you remember the Pepsi challenge, Coke challenge. That was a big deal. And it came about because Coke compromised its winning principles. We see this with teams. You got a great team, and all of a sudden, player gets unhappy or management's unhappy. You make one change in the team, now you've destroyed the chemistry of the team that have gotten you. You sports fan know what I'm talking about, right? So you have to stay with what brought you to the dance, what got you to be a champion. Champions understand that. They stay with those fundamental principles, and they do not compromise on those. And then they don't abandon their fundamentals, the integrity, the honesty, the character, the things that helped them become a champion in the first place, right? We're seeing that right now where, you know, champion that, you know, everybody around the world applauded and lauded and wore the bands and stood for, we found out that compromises principles. We saw that in real estate, that companies weren't doing business the right way. They had compromised their fundamentals. We saw with mortgage companies, right? They looked like they were making lots of money. They had a lot of flash and a lot of cash, but in the back room, they were doing a lot of illegal things. And as a result, a few of them wore some new jewelry called bracelets, you know, handcuffs. Others were driven out of business because they compromised the fundamentals of business. Always tell the truth. Always be honest. Stay with it. Practice, drill, and rehearse. When you compromise on those, you've compromised your ability to be a champion. So those are some things champions won't do, right? The other thing is that good becomes the enemy of best, right? We don't want just a good nation or a good company or a good team. We want the best. And you have to always be striving for the best. I want companies to be finding the best ways, right? I was telling the story about the cell phone. By 1988, we were talking on cell phones the size of a brick to our ear. Remember that? Right? And today, we got these smartphones. Well, the reason why we have the smartphones is because somebody decided that that brick wasn't good enough. We want to evolve technology. Now, remember, that was the highest level of technology at the time. Could have sat right there, and we'd all be still talking on bricks some 23, 24 years later, right? But someone decided, hey, let's see if we can do more. Let's go further. Let's go to another level. Let's not be satisfied with what we have. Let's keep taking it higher. Today, we can do some cool things. 1969, Armstrong walked on the moon. We could have said, that's good enough. We made it to the moon. But instead, we said, no, 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 let's not stop there. Let's go back a few times, and then let's put some satellites up there that'll beam signals back down to the Earth, right? So now we got thousands of satellites in space that allows you and I to do things we couldn't do 20 years ago. I can map out Google Earth and look all over the world practically. I can GPS. That's because someone decided good was not good enough, that we want to go to best. So whenever you're thinking about your plans, your ideas, you know, from your family to your business, don't just accept good. I don't want just a good child. I want the best child. And I want to strive to have that and find ways to do that. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, some ideas for you to think about and how to keep that level of championship thinking and become the champion that I know that you can be in 2013. You listen to Head of the House. I'm Lewis Howard. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Mayumi, co-founder of Make It a Great Date. We are personalized matchmaking inspired by true love. At Make It a Great Date, we offer three ways to find your true love: online dating, mix-up events, and personalized matchmaking. We would like to invite you to sign up for our free online service. We are Headhunters for Love. Sign up today at makeitagreatdate.com. That's makeitagreatdate.com.
The new Home Trends team has earned a reputation as the people who know what's going on in the marketplace. New Home Trends track sales, floor plans, selling, prices, lot sales, and so much more. New Home Trends has an extensive database and is growing daily. New Home Trends is the pulse of the new home industry. Contact them at 425-742-8040 or go to newhometrends.com.
2012 is designated the year of the entrepreneur. If you have a new business and need startup or expansion capital, call Howard Global Partners at 714-698-9121. Howard Global has access to private funding to help you get your idea off the ground. You bring the idea and we do the work to get you funded. Check out our website at www.lhglobalpartners.web.com or call 714-698-9121.
Are you considering buying or refinancing your home? Let the knowledgeable professionals at Guild Mortgage Company guide you through the process. Guild Mortgage Company has been closing loans and opening doors for over 50 years, helping borrowers purchase homes with little or no money down. Now may be a great time to buy. Home prices and rates are still at record lows. It's your time to take advantage of this opportunity.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The champion of the world.
That's right. Talking about champions, having a mindset of a champion. And as I've said at the outset, I've spent 20 plus years studying champions, reading about them, spending time with them. I got to stand in a room with Ted Turner, founder of Turner Movies and CNN, and being able to have conversations with these giants of industries and leaders. I've got a chance to listen to Bill Gates tell the story about Microsoft in person, and it impacts you because, you know, winning ain't for everybody. Everybody says it, but it's not for everybody. And certainly being a champion is a whole nother level of winning, and that's not for everybody, right? So I understand this conversation is not for everyone, but I think there's a few of you out there that are tired of being tired, right? Tired of barely getting by, and have something in you that's bigger than what your circumstances are. That's what this conversation is for. If you're good with mediocrity, then hey, live it, enjoy it. I don't want to judge you. I don't want to take it away from you. But if you want something better in your life, then you got to start thinking about how to be a champion. And so one of the things that we think is champions keep climbing no matter what. You're either a climber in life or you're a camper, right? And champions are climbers. They just keep going, right? They think about, you know, strategies. I remember asking for the time that I've got to spend time around Magic Johnson, asking him, you know, how have you become so successful at all of these businesses and industries? He says, I just kept climbing. When I signed that big contract, I start learning about business because I knew I wouldn't be playing basketball forever, right? He climbed, and he's been climbing ever since. Now he's part owner of the Dodgers. I got a chance to spend time with Pete Sampras, world-class tennis player, winner of 14 Wimbledon titles. And I asked Pete, what's your key? He says, I stay sharp, and I realize that that person on the other side of that net has my trophy in his pocket, and I want it. So those are great standards, right? And one of the things is that champions exceed expectations. So they don't just meet expectations. And as I tell people, if you work for someone, you get paid to meet their expectations. That's what gets your check, your commission check. If you meet a buyer's expectation, if you're a realtor, you get a commission check at the end of the day. If you're an employee, and you're working for the company, and you do your job, you're going to get a check. But where you get rewarded in life, in business, and in relationships is exceeding expectation. We're talking about Valentine's Day, guys. And so, you know, you can meet the expectation by buying flowers and candy, or you can go up and above the call of duty and exceed expectations. And you know when you've exceeded your expectations because you will hear these words and never forget them. I didn't expect that, right? If you don't hear I didn't expect that or wow, you didn't meet the expectations. And this is a confusing thing for people, especially performance-based people, is they think that because they did their job, they should be patted on the back and lauded and appraised. But no, you do it for exceeding your expectation, right? If you make the cake, we expect you to make the cake. It's the frosting. When you put good frost on it, now that exceeds the expectation. So think in terms of champions always looking to find out what the standard is and then exceed it. That's what customers want. That's what consumers want. If you're in business and you're in retail, they want you to exceed the expectation. You know, one of the things I always like to see now is Nordstrom's return policy. They've had one of the best return policies in the retail business as long as I've known about the company. They will take it back, you know, they will just take the product back if it's theirs, no questions, return it, give you credit, and let you be on your way. You can't have that experience everywhere. They don't meet those kind of expectations every place you go. But Nordstrom made a commitment that that is the way that they do it. So champions keep climbing. Champions exceed expectation. And these last thoughts really are if you're more on a company and you're on a team, I want to give you some thoughts. If you're on a team, you know, it's important to know the numbers that's important to that team. Even personally, if you're on a budget, if you got income, you got to know what your numbers are to exceed your income, to exceed your goal. If you want to take the family on vacation, then you got to know what numbers it's going to take the family on vacation, right? You just don't go buying tickets and buying hotels. You got to know the numbers. Same way in business. You got to know the numbers. What are the numbers that I need to succeed, that my company needs to make the profit, right? What are my numbers? How do I improve? Especially those of you listening to me that are in sales, you really got to know your numbers. And not just how many sales do I need to make, but how much did it cost me to make that sale, and what does it look like compared to last year, and what can I project in 2013 or 14, right? That's a lot of work, and you don't get paid for that, but knowing your numbers accelerates your performance, which accelerates your outcome, which will put more money in your pocket and help you exceed your expectation. Right? If you got competition, you got to know what their numbers are. You got to know it from an insider's perspective. Right, because your competitors will tell you what's for public consumption, and then they'll tell you the truth. Right, you got to know those relationships. So if you're in sales, whether it's retail sales, auto sales, or real estate sales, you got to know those numbers. Make no mistake about it. Anticipating what's going to happen in the future so you can build in reserves today. All right, so those are, to me, some ideas that if you are a champion, so I want to issue a champion's challenge to you. And that is to sit down and write down five areas that you can go from good to great in, right? Five areas that you'd like to improve, that you'd like to be at a champion level, that you'd like to exceed expectations on, right? So think about those five things. Email them to me. I'd love to hear about it. You can email me at houseboss@live.com, right? I want to hear what you want to do in 2013 that can improve and take you to a level of greatness. And I believe if you pick those things, you stick with those things, I think you're going to be smiling at the end of 2013. That guy tuned in on the radio gave me this idea, and boy, look how it's helped us get on track and make a few more sales or come up with a couple more ideas that we didn't have before. So there you go. Mindset of a champion. We want to take a quick break and we come back. We want to talk to you fellas out here, give you some ideas for Valentine's Day and how to exceed expectations and be a champion on a very special Sweetheart's Day. You listen to Head of the House. We'll be right back after these messages.
Coral Bar and Kitchen in downtown Bellevue offers an environment of accessibility and a casual ease